Hi, my name is Tori, and I'm currently a junior at the University of Denver. I'm double majoring in International Studies and Journalism with a minor in Marketing. I'm currently the Editor-in-Chief of the DU Clarium. I'm passionate about sustainability and have written a 7-article series on topics such as compost, recycling, divestment, energy use, and environmental racism. I'm excited to expand my work to a multimedia format and to share information and advice on how to live a more sustainable life. It is always important to focus a few of your daily efforts on bettering the environment. People are beginning to settle into new ways of life as a result of COVID-19. This pandemic has forced people to question their sanitation practices, being in large groups, and spending more time at home. This alteration in everyone's life has also caused people, businesses, organizations, and universities to question how they view sustainability. The term sustainability has been tossed around for years, but COVID-19 has encouraged greater discussion on the topic. The environment noticeably changed as less people were driving cars, less schools were purchasing from farmers, which then increased the amount of food waste, more businesses and restaurants were investing in single-use plasticware to encourage to-go orders, and so on. At DU, the university has built in sustainability practices that help save energy and money during the pandemic, but have they been effective? Although overall energy use has reduced, waste of single-use products has increased nationwide and at DU. This is a result of sanitation practices put in place to prevent students from sharing dining hall utilities like serving utensils. There's been an overall decline in trash since the buildings have cut back their capacities during the spring of 2020. There's more trash from food takeout materials, but this does not outweigh the overall reduction in trash. The war on fossil fuels has been ongoing and persistent. Across the nation, student environmental activists continue to pressure university administration and board of trustees to divest from fossil fuel companies. Divestment is the process of selling assets, investments, or divisions of a company. Fossil fuel divestment is the act of investing in climate solutions and selling stakes in non-renewable energy sources. Divestment places social, political, and economic pressure on fossil fuel companies because it limits their overall financial gain as partners stop contributing to their companies. There's also an intersectionality component of divestment that should be noted. I will expand more on this concept in my third podcast on environmental racism. The fossil fuel industry has greatly impacted Native communities. Nationally, Indigenous peoples have protested against the energy exploitation on Native lands. These notable fights over fossil fuels and land have consisted of Standing Rock, Keystone XL Pipeline, the Dakota Access Pipeline, and more. Native American reservations represent 2% of America's land, but hold 20% of the country's fossil fuel, coal, oil, and gas reserves. Harvard and Yale were able to divest at a faster rate because they managed their own endowment and could quickly allocate their money elsewhere. This is more difficult for smaller schools who have limited freedom to move financial capital. The many schools that have already or are in the process of divestment are UCLA, University of Washington, Stanford, Syracuse, Georgetown, Harvard, Brown, Middlebury, Oxford, and more. Students can enact change, taking steps such as calling and emailing your board of trustees, making petitions, starting up protests or whole campaigns, or doing grassroots work. Students can make change when they realize the power that they have as a collective, and then organize behind a common set of goals. Without the students and their allies, and faculty and staff departments, the university is a skeleton of nice buildings, manicured lawns, and empty classrooms. This was said by a DivestDU spokesperson. You can read more about energy use and divestment in my 7-article series on sustainability. Thank you so much for tuning in.